Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $306 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. There are still questions about how two young sisters, a two-year-old and an infant, died on the 4th of July in rural Clay County in western Missouri. Meanwhile, their mother, 29-year-old Jenna Bodecker, is in jail after throwing a brick at her husband's truck and then crashing it into her Jeep. A three-year-old has now died from injuries he suffered at Lake of the Ozarks. Jared Jones was pronounced dead yesterday at a hospital after wandering away from a home Saturday and being found floating in the water. The Missouri U.S. Senate race is heating up with President Trump's new Supreme Court nominee announced last night, Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Republican candidate Josh Hawley released an ad Monday morning touting he and his wife's credentials in the court while claiming religious rights are being threatened.
I got my start at the Supreme Court, defending religious liberty. I haven't met my wife there. She's a tough lawyer, too. I'm Josh Hawley. I know our way of life is at risk.
Hawley's ad also targets incumbent Democratic Senator Clara McCaskill, claiming she wants liberals to be in charge, which she says is not Missouri's way. Divers are rescuing the rest of the soccer team members stuck in a flood cave in Thailand. So far, the 11th boy has been freed, and just one boy and the coach are still inside the cave. Doug Jurgens, owner of the Bonterra Mine and West End Diving in eastern Missouri, says the rescue officials involved are the best in the world.
We're simply dealing with something almost unknown in the industry. Hiking, getting into the water, swimming with scuba, going through a narrow orifice, coming back out of the water, hiking again, and then going back into the water.
The journey through the cave is about 2 miles, and again, the 11th boy has been freed, and just one boy and the coach are still inside the flooded cave as rescuers try to free them in Thailand. Police were conducting a narcotics investigation when they came across what's believed to be an improvised explosive device in South Central Missouri's Richland last night. The Missouri Highway Patrol Bomb Squad was called in to clear the building. A program announced yesterday in Kansas City could help around 300 families with down payments to buy a house. KNBC reports Wells Fargo and the nonprofit group Neighborhood Lift have put together $5.7 million for a homes program for residents in Jackson, Clay, and Cass counties. A Kansas City Congress who also represents parts of West Central Missouri warns tariffs are having a devastating impact on some industries in the Show Me State. Fifth District Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver hosted a meeting between farmers and the Canadian Consul General last week in Higginsville.
And although it is not being felt thus far, we will have to pay a price for these tariffs that have been levied on China.
You're listening to Missouri Net News.